I always wondered, because we had not actually gotten together when Vietnam was going on, were you aware of my age and thinking about whether I was involved in that?
All the time. I wondered where you were, if you were still around, you know, which way you had gone. Were you in the service? Yeah, I wondered.
Yeah, I always thought about that because, of course, you knew my birthday, so you would know.
I'd know. Every time your birthday came around, I'd think, where is he now?
I stayed clear of it.
Well, you know, I could have, when I worked for the police, when I worked for the hospital, when I worked for an attorney, I could have found you. But then what? You know, I had no business to do that. But I was sure glad you did.
Well, I kind of felt the same way for a while, but my parents, who raised me, told me that my mother's name was Ann Flynn, or Annie Flynn, I think, was what they said, and had been a pilot in the Second World War.
Oh, I see.
And I think that whoever told them this, and I think it was one of the nuns, the sisters, had also said that you had lovely eyes. Then some reason when I read that little article about one of the WASPs passing away, and there was a quote, just a little thing about no more than two paragraphs, by some woman, and they said from somewhere California. They gave her a name and a city.
Oh.
I just called information in this little town and got a hold of this woman and started quizzing her kind of surreptitiously. I think I said I was doing some research. I was pretty vague about
it.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
And then she, of course, wasn't going to give anything up, so she wrote you a letter, I think, is what happened. But up till then, I'd actually tried a couple times when I was younger, when I was about 20. I went over to Astoria, and I found the birth record.
Yeah.
That had my little feet prints on it. So I thought that was a trip. But, and then I went and badgered Catholic Charities. That was like beating your head on a stump. It was no good there. So
you make a good detective.
I suppose if I'd really been a very good detective, I'd have latched onto the WASP part of it a long time ago and pursued that. But I was reluctant also to interfere. I mean, I didn't want to.
Yeah, because I didn't know how you felt about it, or
well, and then
to
furthermore,
spring something like that on you, maybe didn't know, you know.
That's true from your standpoint, but then from mine, I didn't know what to expect at all. And it was only until both parents had passed away, which for some reason was another reason I was semi-reluctant. I don't know what that was, but I mean, I suppose some sort of loyalty or not wanting to that up in some way. Anyway, the time seemed to come, and so happy that I did.
I'm happy that you did, too.